The community of Nalato is beginning evacuations as the Nalato fire is approaching the new town settlement. The fire started on Sunday just a mile from the community. According to the Alaska Fire Service, it was caused by lightning. Volunteers are taking boats from Galena, about 40 miles upriver, to move people out of the community. Galena-based missionary John Casey is in Nalato, helping out with the firefighting response. He reports that the flame jumped a fire break created over the past day, and winds are now pushing the fire closer to the main residential section of Nalato. Smoke jumpers are on the scene to assist local crews. Dozens of new wildfires are burning around interior and western Alaska as widespread lightning continues to cause new starts. An Alaska Interagency Coordination Center report listed 47 new fires this morning, with 186 active blazes statewide. Among recent days, new fires getting attention are two on either side of the park's highway near Anderson. Firefighters are battling what's been called the Rex Complex fire. The report estimates the combined burned area at nearly 5,000 acres. Fire Information Officer Andrea Capps says the fires have threatened populated areas.
They were very concerned about the Kobiag area when this first started, and of course the residents in Kobiag were very nervous because it's just north of there. Now, fortunately, the wind has been pushing it, at least up until last night, north-northeast, away from Kobiag, which was nice, but of course towards Anderson.
Capps says the Nanana River lies between the fire and the community of Anderson, and a response to the blaze is ramping up as a Type 2 management team from Washington State takes over operations and more resources are diverted to the fire along the park's highway. Many of the other recent new lightning starts are in more remote parts of the interior, but a few are near small communities. A new blaze that started Saturday near Northway along the Alaska Highway has quickly grown to 9,000 acres. Tok Area Division of Forestry spokesman Jim Schwaber says winds are pushing the flames away from the community and parallel to the highway.
The concerns we have is the potential impacts of that fire on the travel corridor there, the important corridor for the traffic on the Alaska Highway. We are making preparations to have flaggers and pilot cars on scene if safety requires their use in order for the traffic to continue flowing there.
The Card Street fire near Sterling on the Kenai Peninsula is 25% contained after destroying 11 structures. The Sockeye fire near Willow is now at 79% contained.